Now I thought we would talk about women's curling in Canada. You know, they have a collegiate league, and right now the University of Vancouver women's team is doing some pretty special stuff in terms of curling. And oh no, what's this? What's going on here?
What up, Ross?
Oh no, it's Chris, the overly handsome guy from sales.
Well, he is wound up this morning too.
Hey, dude, we're on the air. We can't talk to you.
Oh man, didn't see you homos in L-Town.
L-Town?
London, you know what I'm saying?
No.
No, come on. You know, you were in London. I was in London too, man, for the game. Yeah, I was there with Tones, you know, man. We were hanging out and everything.
You were there with Tones.
Of course I was.
I'm assuming you meet Tony Romo.
Of course. Who else? Right? Like one of my best friends on the Cowboys. And I have a lot of them.
One of them.
Yeah. But we were no doubt staying in very different parts of town, you guys and me, you know. I'm like at the W, you know.
I'm like a
Titanium Platinum Club member because I stay there so much. I was basically living in Awesome Town, you know.
Yeah.
You guys are probably staying in some apartment you rented from some guy named Stefan or something like that. Or, you know, probably eating 12-day-old donuts, trying to save money for the company.
Yeah, pretty much right about that.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm so totally right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, though? Chin up, guys. You know, you just keep working, and maybe someday you'll get over that humanity threshold.
Humanity threshold?
Six figs. Six figs, yeah.
That's when you become human?
Yeah. When you become human, you know? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, someday you'll get there, you know? If you're under six figs, you might as well swan dive off the high five with the parachute you personally packed with pots and pans, you know? I mean, but you know, if you ain't six-figging around to uptown like me, you're what science calls people that God hates and wants to do poorly, okay?
What?
Because God, I don't want to get all religious, you know, but I'm kind of you know, been going to church, you know, non-denominational lately.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And, you know, God put us all on this earth to be rich and hot.
And I never remember that being said.
He wants you to have a life of abundance, you know. He wants you to be dating hot blonde girls that get Brazilians, you know, like right above their birth esophagus, you know, and driving Aston Martins. I mean, that's what he wants, you know. And I remember, I'm thinking about becoming a motivational speaker. I remember when I wasn't making six figs. And you know what I refer to that era as? Elementary school.
Because ever since,
man, rolling in it, banking.
I'd like to see your...
Hold on a second. I got a text here.
Nice.
Oh, it's Rome's. He's trying to organize a get-together for some golf today.
He's not playing golf. Yeah, he wouldn't play golf today.
He's all gel because I'm, you know, Dallas National and he's Zeebo's, you know. So
he is a member of Dallas National.
Don't blow me up, you know. I'll get back to him later on that. But anyway, you know, back to what I was saying. hold on, got another one. Probably Witten. No, sorry. Let me type this. Don't really care. Probably start with Crash. Okay. Sorry.
Who was
about that?
What?
Oh, that was Dave Matthews wanting some advice.
Oh, set list.
Yeah. You know, I do the sales for all those tours and everything.
So
Lundo was lame-o for you guys, huh?
No, we love it.
You got to go there with me, man. You got to go there because you got to have bank to live large in Spice Girl Land, man. My pad over there, I tell you, I paid like $2 million for it.
For just a few days?
No, I have it all year round. I just only go see it. It's only when the Cowboys play there do I actually go over and use it.
Man, okay. I'm sorry, I'm not buying this.
Yeah, I pay like $2 million for it. I get so much action there, though, man.
Really?
Oh, man, let's put it this way. The Queen lives in Buckingham Palace. I personally live in
Whoa! You can't say that.
Yeah. While you guys were there, did you get any Ute?
What?
Any what?
Uterus, brah. Uterus, you get here.
Yeah, don't say that.
I'm always doing sex with girl females that I know.
That's weird.
They're total hotties. Totally slayed it over there, man. I was pulling all the birds. You know, those British girls are like all English and stuff, so they're real easy. And all you got to do is flash a few bingies, and they're all like, blimey, you handsome bloke. You want a bit of fanny? And I'm all like, you ain't good enough for the cruiser, you know. So get some of your friends and go side by side over the baseboard, and maybe I'll think about buffet lining it, you know.
You're the biggest talker.
You just really make me nauseous.
Yeah, you know,
really
it's like, you know, I met with the queen 5 times over there.
5 times.
Uh-huh. And she was all like, Chris, man, you got to tell me how to invest all my pounds and my ounces and crap like that. And I'm like, look, B, first thing, you got to convert that crap to American or it ain't worth anything. You know, we're like the number one country in the world. And we saved y'all's asses defending you guys in the Revolutionary War. When the Russians were knocking on your doors with their pants.
You know what, Chris? I hate to bog you down here, but I don't believe any of this.
What do you mean?
I don't believe that you make the money because the other day I was at a street corner and you came over to my car with a squeegee wanting to clean my windshield for $2. And you saw me and then you ran. So I know that you're not doing that well and you certainly don't have a place in London.
They look dirty and I needed a sandwich. Oh, God!
Uh-oh. He's jumped out of our window, which really only goes into the control room.
Yeah, he landed on TC. He's splayed out over the control.
He doesn't look good. He's not moving.
Breathing?
Perhaps we do need to call 911. Oh, wait, I hear you.
We're picking him up on the ticker mic right now.
I see you, Aston Martin, Jesus. You're so beautiful. And who's the hot lady next to you? Oh, Mother Mary. Okay, I got you.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck?
Uh-oh.
That's it?
Boy, I think he may be serious.
Call paramedics or call the morgue, I guess. I don't think Chris is going to get off the board over there.
You MFers!
Damn it.
TC's fat head broke my fall!
See ya, Chris.
See ya!
There he goes, Chris from sales.